So Kartar Singh is saying now, it is quite clear from earlier discussion that God's name is the Amrit. She said, all right, I've understood this bit, that God's name, Naam, is Amrit. Elixir. And only perfect apostles can reveal the light of the mystic name of God. Only the true guru can reveal that. That's the other most important thing, you see, we forget. You can sit there and say, main naam japna. And you can. You can say Allah. You can say Jehovah. You can say God. You can say Waheguru. And you can. And it will bear fruit. But one proviso. It will not get you to the spiritual heights that it will get you to if the perfect true guru gives you as a guru mantra. Without the perfect true guru, the guru mantra will not have that spiritual divine effect. And that's why it is a must for every individual to follow the course for receiving the Guru Mantra set down by the 10th Master, Guru Gobind Singh Ji. No one is outside that path. No one. No matter how highly they think they spiritually are. So Guruji himself asked to be put on that path of taking Amrit. Each individual, if they want to receive the blessings of the divine Naam, the Guru Mantra from the Guru, they have to appear before the Panch Pyare in presence of Guru Granth Sahib to request, humbly request, for the blessing of Amrit and Naam. There is no other path. And I say that from experience. I had a very dear friend, who passed away some years ago. In 1970, myself and him took Amrit from Panch Pyare in the presence of Guru Granth Sahib. During the years, his spiritual path was much faster than mine. Very lucky soul. But also his spiritual path was like a wavy path, up and down. He used to go to any sant that used to come and ask him for Guru Mantra. How to do it, Guru Mantra. But he used to do a lot of meditation himself as well. Before he passed away, a couple of weeks before he passed away, he came to see me. Very happy, very joyful. Sat there discussing the past and all that. And I said to him, one of the things you did in your life is that you wandered a lot. You met a lot of saints, you babes you went to. Did they ever give you anything? Did you ever get anything from them? And his words still ring in my ears. He said, no. You have to do it yourself. They cannot give you any kamai. You have to do it yourself. The Panch Pyare, in the presence of Guru Granth Sahib, are the only authority set down by Guru Gobind Singh Ji that are entitled to give the Guru Mantra of the Guru. No one individual can carry that task. If they do, then they are standing side by side of the Guru. And that cannot be right for any Sikh. Being a humble servant. But each one makes that journey in his own time. I'm not here to quicken that journey or slow it down. I'm only here to humbly show you the parts of the journey. It has also been made clear that the Guru Granth Sahib is the embodiment of the spirit of the 10 Gurus. Now, Kartar Singh is saying this now in what is understood from the previous discussion that's just taken place in the book. He said, okay, I understand that bit, but I have still not got a satisfactory answer to my first question. Now, even though Pai Sahib has given the answer, he's not understood it. So he's saying now, I'm not going to answer. What do you really mean by ras? Aesthetic flavor. What is it? Now, what do you mean by ras? Now, here I must make one thing plain and clear. I have not achieved this at all. We're talking about now the pinnacle of spirituality. Don't kid yourselves here. Maybe there's nobody in this room that's got that. Maybe there's one or two. I don't know. But we are talking about the pinnacle, the Everest of spirituality now. Ras. It's not something that anyone can get. It needs a devotion that is really, really total. And that's very hard to do in life with our Guruji's full blessing. But we all strive for it. So Pai Sahib is now answering this question. What is ras? I have not coined any new word. So I'm not invented a word. Ras has existed before. You know what ras means. You know many types of rases, flavors or juices. There's orange ras, ganna ras, you name it. There's many, many tastes. Sugar ras, sweet. There are rases, juice of sugar, cane, ras of grapes, honey. These are sweet rases or flavors. That's all I mean. But Tenu, you have not got the naam ras. Kartar Singh, do you feel or experience similar sweet ras by reciting the six scriptures? Now Kartar Singh saying, okay, I put some sugar in my mouth, I can taste it. I put some sugar cane into my mouth and chew it, I can taste it. I put honey in my mouth, I can taste it. Do you mean that I can taste Gurbani when I recite it? That's his question. Pai Sahib, you have had school education and traveled abroad in Canada and USA. But now you are asking questions as if you are quite ignorant about everything and have never enjoyed any ras of divine power by reading and reciting Gurbani, Guru's hymns. You see, now you're trying to be ignorant. Well, one of the secrets, and maybe this will help you in your life, one of the secrets of finding things out is sometimes to pretend you're ignorant. If you're talking to somebody with a lot of knowledge and you want to learn something, don't ever come out with, I know this, I know that. You'll never get anything out of that person. You'll say, okay, you know it all. What do you want from me? Always say, no, I don't fully understand it. Then the person is forced to explain it deeper or better. If you say, well, I know that, I know that, I know that, you've closed your mind. You don't want to learn anything. And the person, you go by empty. You come back as you went. Especially with Guruji. When you come here, open your mind to Guruji's words. Let them go inside you. Don't say, no, they don't concern me. They do concern you. They are the gems of spirituality. Have you not seen abroad the invisible power of electricity, gas, working behind factories, engines, telephones, gramophones, and wireless communications? Kartar Singh, I have seen factories run by power produced by electricity and gas, but gas and electricity are scientifically produced by scientific and chemical processes. Pai Sahib, you do not see fire within the wood, stone or coal, yet when you rub the two pieces of wood or stones, fire is ignited from within. You don't see it. But if you ever watch these jungle programs, you've seen them lighting the fire, rubbing the stick and fire lights. Thus the inner fire is brought out of these things by a process of discipline. In the same way, our human body, mind and soul. Take note. In the same way, our human body, mind and soul are so constituted that the Amrit Ras lies hidden within us in dormant form. But it can be acquired and known through the moral and spiritual discipline of Gurmat, wisdom of the Gurus. Now it's dormant. It lies dormant within our human body, mind and soul. It's there, but it's dormant. That's why we cannot taste it, we cannot feel it, we cannot know about it. Guruji enlightens us that it's there. Even while you are leading a normal... Now, I'll only indicate here that I have met an individual in my life who I was talking to, just a general talk, and by mistake or something, which he has never repeated again, he said, "Oh, while you are talking to me, I can feel drops dropping down. Very sweet." And that was the only time he mentioned that. So I have experienced individuals who have tasted this ras, but they don't expand much on that afterwards. Even while you are leading a normal earthly life, you can know, feel, and experience the sweetness, the peace, and fragrance in your human consciousness. So even while you are leading a normal earthly life, you can know, feel, and experience the sweetness, the peace, and fragrance in your human consciousness. But if your conscience is dead, then you've got to awaken that first before it feels it. And that's probably the real problem we have. Our consciousness is not really tuned to that wavelength. That is what the Guru Granth Sahib says. "Listen, O Sakhi, you will not know the taste of divine experience as long as the mind is not devoted to the word of God." Gurbani line. "Listen, O Sakhi, you will not know the taste of divine experience as long as the mind is not devoted to the word of God." Shabad. Those who have experienced divine flavor, Hari Ras, forget all other rasis, flavors and tasty juices. After drinking the elixir of the name of God, they are gratified and their desires and appetites disappear. That's how powerful, that's how wonderful, that's how sweet Namras is. Those who have tasted and experienced the inspiration of divine wisdom have relished and known its flavor without experiential knowledge of divine wisdom. Man wanders in delusion. Now, don't go away from here and thinking, okay, I want that ras. I must have it. It's very valuable, so it's something to have. I'm going to put all my effort into that. Great. Please do. But the first thing is to realize you're climbing Everest. And if somebody from the street says, okay, somebody told me the top of Everest, there's a priceless diamond, and I can get that. I'm going to climb Everest. What does he do? He goes to Tibet. He says, okay, I'm going to climb Everest. And the first thing they'll say to him is, sorry, old boy, go back. Prepare for a couple of years. Climb some hills and mountains before you start climbing Everest. It's the toughest task that you will ever take. If you want it, by all means, go for it. But remember, it's like climbing Everest. You will have to battle your own mind and devote totally to Guruji's word. Only then will it start affecting you. If you think you can have both, you can't. You can't have the world and God. One has to go. One has to be given up. not given up practically, physically, but mentally. The mind has to be retuned from the world attachment to godly attachment, to Guru's path. It is just like a dumb person tasting the supreme elixir who, when asked its taste, cannot express himself. Now, if a dumb person is given honey and says, can you tell us the taste? He can't tell you. Can't talk. He can't tell you what taste is. See, words have been invented to describe situations. We can taste honey. We can taste all these things. But from the words of Gurumukhs and Gurbani, it seems to be that the ras of Naam cannot be described by any fully. It can only be sort of compared to a small degree because it's the supreme ras that you never ever taste. How are you going to describe it? Until you actually taste it, and then you say, there's no words. And the statement they use is, well, can a dumb person describe something? He can't. And that's how you become. Say, no, you only ever understand it when you taste it. I'm enchanted by this sublime experience. The merciful Lord pervades all. On drinking the elixir of his priceless name, I feel like a dumb person who only smiles to express his joy. In other words, your face will give it away. You're such a joyful face. I think, why is he so joyful? Because he's tasting it inside. Nothing affects him. Life's miseries, life's ups and downs. He's forever in joy. Forever he's in peace. And you think, what's up with him? Is he intoxicated with something? And he is. But that intoxication is not a drug. That intoxication is not an alcohol. It's Naam. And it's everlasting. It's not comes and goes. It stays. All these quotations from Gurbani, six scriptures, make it clear that one cannot know the flavor of divine experience by merely learning and studying Gurbani as long as he does not contemplate the name of God deeply and profoundly. So by just learning the meaning of Gurbani will not put you on that path. It will give you the knowledge of the path, but you have to totally give yourself to Guruji in terms of Gurbani being part of your soul. It's going in all the time and now being repeated. It becomes an automatic thing. At the moment, we have to make the effort to repeat Naam and Gurbani. Eventually, it'll become automatic inside. There is no other religion existing in this world that can take you where we're talking about. They haven't got it. They stop far, far below this height, far, far below. Out of all the religions, the top ones probably are the yogis, because they spend a lot of their life on meditation. If anybody's going to achieve something, they've got the best chance, and Guruji says even they wasted it. Because what do? They get all blocked up in spiritual powers, riddhiyan siddhiyan. They get locked in them. They can't escape because there's no perfect guru to guide them, to help them. They're lost in their own making. Without the perfect guru, you cannot complete this journey because you are not the knower of the path Guruji is. All these quotations from Gurbani make it clear that one cannot know the flavor, the ras, of divine experience by merely learning and studying Gurbani as long as he does not contemplate, meditate, practice Naam Simran, the name of God, deeply and profoundly. Most of our repetition is for telling others, Mahina Japya, Mahina Simran Kita. That's not deep or profound. It's deep is when you lose all sense of time. Profoundly is when you are, when there's nothing more important in your life. That's the only important thing. The name of God does not reside in the heart as long as one does not sincerely serve the Lord. Sincerity is total. Like Baba Amar Das. Total devotion to Guruji. Given everything up. There's nothing insincere, totally sincere. That's how, if one wants to climb this Everest spiritual path, that's how you have to be. You cannot question, Guruji, main amar shaka ke na shaka, main rehat rakha ke na rakha. These are the starting steps. If you start questioning the starting steps, the journey is going to be even harder. You say, Guruji, whatever you give us, I receive it. I accept. And just go on it. Those who have tasted and experienced the flavor of spiritual life know perceptive flavor of this experience. He feels like a dumb person relishing delicious sweets but unable to express himself. I have tasted all delicious things. There is nothing so savory and sweet as the aesthetic joy of the name of God. Now these are not Paisa's words. They are translations of Gurbani lines. Paisa is just reciting Gurbani now. And that was one of his Paisa's things. If he wanted to make something clear, he would recite loads of Gurbani lines to say, look, that's Guruji saying. Decide for yourself. And the person reading or listening say, well, I can't argue with Guruji. Because I want to follow Guruji, not to argue with Guruji, not to question Guruji. And finally, not the book, but for today, Paisa is reciting another hymn here, which again are the meanings. The ambrosial name of God is the sweetest, purest truth in the world. It's a shabd, not Paisa's words. The name of God is sweet elixir. The saints of God just taste and see it. Through the Guru's inspired wisdom, I became a seeker of this sweet nectar. I am no more mindful of insipid and evil taste. The ambrosial name of God is ever sweet. Through the Guru's word, it is attained. Note this special saying Guruji is saying. The ambrosial name of God is ever sweet. Through the Guru's word, it is attained. Not without the Guru's word. Guru's word is Gurbani. The ambrosial name is ever sweet. Through the Guru's word, it is relished. First Guru says it is attained. Now Guru is saying it is also relished. All the flavors and saviors I have known, were all insipid and tasteless in the end. On meeting the true Guru, the true apostle of God, I tasted the Amrit Ras. It is the sweetest and most luscious ambrosia. All things we taste turn out to be bitter. All things we taste turn out to be bitter. Well, example is honey. The first spoon you put in your mouth will be really, really sweet. After about the fifth or the tenth spoon, you'll say, I've had enough, take it away. Why? Now it's bitter. But after a day, when you lost that bitter taste, it'll be sweet again. Too much becomes bitter. This is the opposite. Namaras becomes more and more sweeter. More and more sweeter. All things we taste turn out to be bitter. Only the true Nam of God is ever sweet, everlasting. The devotees of God have known it, known its taste, and the saints have enjoyed and relished it from experience. And on that note, I'm going to stop. So, yes, wonderful, magical path, but not easy by any standard. But then, if the yogis can spend their whole life in meditation and not achieve this, and Guruji has given it to us while living in this world and saying it can be achieved only if we are sincere, devoted, selfless to Guruji, then one day he will grant it. I think the secret is that you don't become impatient. Remember, you're climbing Everest. There's going to be times when you're going to fall down. You're going to slip. Our problem is, we say, okay, Guruji, I've taken Amrit. I do my Netnam. I do my Simran. Nothing's happening. And you start asking questions. Guruji, nothing's happening. I'm not realizing what you're doing is nothing compared to what you've got to do for this path. And one of Paisav's things is that in most of his books, he hints now and then, if you want this ras, if you want this spiritual state, you've got to make night and day as one in meditation. In fact, you have to lose all sense of time. See, at the moment, we have a time limit. It's time for the last part. Okay, mum, it'll take 10 minutes. I can do it in 8, or I can do it in 15. See how we're locked in the time thing. But then you get the Gurumukh who says, yes, it's time for that ass. But there's no time. Just join in part. When it's finished, it's finished. Net the name. Oh, Varuma Panjwani part. Half an hour should be enough. We're locked in time. Oh, I've got to Simran. 2 hours should be enough. Half an hour should be enough. We're locked in time. Somehow we've got to get away from this time thing and go into Gurbani and say, Netnam, yes, Guruji, grant me your grace that I can follow Netnam through from Sri Jabji Sahib, Ik Oankar, to the full Sri Ananda Sahib, and hopefully stay there for the whole five baniya, the journey, rather than Ik Oankar. Jinni naam te aaya gaye mashakkat kaal. In between, there's total blank. And then, Guruji, I've done my Netnam, I've done my Simran, nothing is happening. But you've done nothing to make it happen. So, whenever nothing is happening, trust me, we're to blame, not Guruji.